Morning.
Good morning, ma'am. My name is Karen. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. We're conducting an opinion survey today, and I would like to ask you a few questions. I know it is still on the way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
No, I will vote.
You will vote.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you say that probably or definitely?
If God spare my life, I will definitely vote.
And just for statistical purposes, ma'am, may I please have your age?
I'm 81.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race?
Yep.
I am black.
Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you feel extremely motivated to vote. You can choose any number from 0 to 10.
I choose 10.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Well, I'm a Democrat.
Democrat.
But I vote Independent. Yeah, I'm a Democrat, but I vote Independent.
Oh, I understand. And would you say you are a strong Democrat and not too strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I am very dissatisfied with the country is headed. Very dissatisfied.
Thank you so much. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Healthcare costs, improving K-12 public school education, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, crime and violence, protecting our democracy and freedom, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, immigration and border security, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation and the economy, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, gun regulation and reform, climate change, and environmental issues. You can select up to two.
I can select up to two.
Mm-hmm.
I get abortion and climate change. Those two I'm against. Go against my grain.
And you understand. Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I disapprove.
Disapprove. Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
My love, I disapprove of some, but not all of some I disapprove of.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
What? I didn't understand that question. Run that by me again, please.
Yeah, definitely. Generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's getting worse.
Thank you. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
In my eye, they're not getting better, getting worse.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you.
And
how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex and gender in your every life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all. So far, so good.
Yeah. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Well, I don't think I have the same right as more people. No, I don't have. I don't have the same right. No, we don't. That's my opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel cold and unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one is Kamala Harris. From 0 to 100.
I didn't get that.
Mm-hmm. Please rate your feelings towards some people in an organization using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable about that person or organization. And 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. You can choose any number from 0 to 100, depending on how favorable do you feel about it. And the first person is Kamala Harris.
Okay, I don't know too much about all that stuff. Those guys who asked me about that, I don't know too much about them.
Okay. Don't worry. The next one is Taylor Swift.
The what now?
Taylor Swift, the singer.
Taylor Swift.
From 0 to 100. How favorable do you feel?
No, I don't feel favorable at all. Period.
You would? Would you say 0?
Zero for her.
Okay. What about Donald Trump? From 0 to 100.
Oh, Donald Trump, I take my hat off to Donald Trump. Oh, I love Donald Trump. Yes, I do.
Would you say 100?
Huh?
Would you say 100 then?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Yes, I will.
The next is Ron DeSantis from 0 to 100. What is your rate?
He's all right. I guess that's all I can say, he's all right.
If you can choose a number to rate him?
I give him 50.
50, okay, thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, I give him 0.
Thank you. The next one is the NAACP from 0 to 100.
NAACP, I give him 20.
20, okay.
Yeah,
the next one is the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights from 0 to 100.
Run that by me again. I didn't get that one.
Mm-hmm. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
Oh, no. I give it 10.
10, thank you. The last one, the Democratic Party.
The Democratic Party?
Yes.
I give them 50.
50. Thank you so much. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote for?
I will vote for Donald Trump every time.
Thank you so much. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
Well, that I'm not too, I'm worried, not worried.
Okay.
Because I say, excuse me. One thing about it all, I just leave it all in God's hand. He got the last say on it all.
I understand. Thank you so much, ma'am. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree. The first one is, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans. You agree or disagree?
But I agree on that one.
Okay. And would you say strongly agree or somewhat disagree?
I somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. You agree or disagree?
I agree.
Thank you. Would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I say strongly.
Thank you.
The way I see it.
Mm-hmm. America's diversity makes it stronger. You say agree or disagree?
Run it by me again, please.
Mm-hmm. America's diversity makes it stronger.
America's diversity? I didn't get that.
Mm-hmm. America's diversity makes America stronger. You say you agree or disagree?
I can't agree, I can't disagree because I don't get it.
Okay.
That I have to think about that.
Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. You agree or disagree?
You have to run that by me again. Mm-hmm. Please, I'm sorry, but I just didn't hear that.
It's okay, don't worry. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
No, we can't.
You agree or disagree?
I agree.
Thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. You agree or disagree?
Well, that, I can't answer that fully, say it is or it ain't. I don't think so. Well, my belief, it is a little, but it is a lot. But not at all. Not
okay.
At all. But I see it's some.
Okay.
I can answer like that.
Thank you so much. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Do you agree or disagree?
The government should do more
to lessen income inequality in society.
I agree.
Thank you. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. You agree or disagree?
Abortion should be protected.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
I disagree with that.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founder and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools to indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for resolutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us to freedom to make our own choices. That's statement A. Statement B says, other people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the idea that we the people can accomplish anything together, but we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which statement do you agree with more, statement A or statement B?
Statement A.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate using from 0 to 10 if you agree or not. And the first one is affordable healthcare. You from 0 to 10, how agree you are?
100%.
10 will be. A fair.
I know.
It's okay. A fair and equitable court system from 0 to 10.
Run that by me again.
Yeah. A fair and equitable court system. Agree from 0 to 10.
I said 10.
Thank you. Secure borders from 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. Free and fair elections from...
What now? Run it by me again, please. Hello?
My phone went dead.